In this bulletin, Scott Morrison to outline the government's plan to get to carbon neutrality before jetting off to Glasgow. Victoria is set to renew the so-called pandemic powers law through Parliament. And in sport, Ben Stokes declares himself fit and ready for England just in time for the Ashes series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Asam Avadin. Australia is aiming to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 and is keen to provide the technology for other countries to achieve it as well. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will on Tuesday outline and endorse the federal government's plan to get to carbon neutrality before leaving Australia to attend the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow. Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the government's technology roadmap would be key to reaching the goal. The Victorian government is set to introduce new laws to Parliament that would allow the Health Minister to make public health orders for the COVID-19 pandemic. The Public Health and Wellbeing Pandemic Management Bill 2021 will be introduced to the lower house when Parliament resumes on Tuesday. The bill is expected to permanently replace the current state of emergency, which has been in place for more than 18 months and expires on December 15th. The majority of COVID-19 cases reported in New South Wales are now being diagnosed in the regions and smaller cities rather than in Greater Sydney. Of the 294 cases reported on Monday, 166 were detected outside the state capital. The caseload is highest in the Hunter New England Local Health District with 59. There's also a notable surge in the Murrumbidgee Local Health District. Regional communities wanted more time to get their double-dose vaccination rates up before welcoming back visitors. Infectious disease specialist Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney says the return of school students will also play a role.
The equation in schools is really important. It's the teachers and the parents who are at risk of severe COVID outcomes. Children hardly ever get a serious COVID case. You're more likely to transmit COVID from a teacher to a child than the other way around. You're more likely to catch COVID at home in the household than you are in the schools.
The New South Wales Anti-Corruption Agency will hear from three former senior staffers in the office of Gladys Berejiklian as her turn in the witness box draws closer. Two of the former Premier's chiefs of staff and a strategy chief are expected to be questioned about the process that led a shooting club in Daryl Maguire's electorate to score a $5.5 million government grant. The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption is probing whether Ms. Berejiklian's failure to disclose her relationship with Mr. Maguire breached the public trust. Former Facebook data scientist turned whistleblower Francis Haugen says Facebook is hindering progress to reduce online hate. The former Facebook staffer gave evidence to a British parliamentary committee scrutinizing online safety legislation. The committee is proposing big fines or other significant penalties for companies that do not limit and get rid of harmful online material.
And I came forward now because now is the most critical time to act. When we see something like an oil spill, that oil spill doesn't make it harder for a society to regulate oil companies. But right now, the failures of Facebook are making it harder for us to regulate Facebook.
She told politicians ways in which Facebook groups amplifies online hate, saying algorithms that prioritize engagement take people with mainstream interests and push them to the extremes. Ms. Haugen says Facebook could add moderators to prevent groups from being used to spread extremist views. From the UK, Ms. Haugen is embarking on a tour where she will meet European politicians and regulators. And now to sport. Ben Stokes has declared himself ready to take on Australia after the star cricketer was added to England's squad for the Ashes. 6 months after injuring his index finger in the Indian Premier League, England's best cricketer confirmed on Monday he was fit enough to return. The 30-year-old's injury required two surgeries, and he also took time out of the game for his own mental well-being. And now, today's weather. Perth, showers, 17. Adelaide, a sunny 31. Melbourne, similar conditions, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, a sunny 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, partly cloudy, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions as yesterday, 24. Brisbane, showers and 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, similar to yesterday, 32.